Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
I have a charge from your company that appeared on my card that I did not make. So I need to find out what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second here. Let me get your zip code, please, ma'am, so I can see if you have an account with us.
75048.
May I get your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Karen Mantooth.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I did find that account. May you verify the address that is associated with this account, ma'am?
7019 Cottonwood Circle, Sachse, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, so it looks like back on the 20th of this year, January, you ordered a dash cam.
Yeah, but that was only supposed to be for the shipping cost of $7 and something.
Yes, ma'am. But whatever site you ordered it from, or in their terms and conditions, it said you will be entered into a online gadget store with along with that purchase. And with that membership to that gadget store, you get a $125 gift card every month, and it rolls over. So if you don't spend the you should have got this in the email.
No. You cancel all of that. I don't care about the dash cam. Cancel all of it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
I should have known better than to do those little things. It always ends up being some kind of pain in the butt, tiny print that gets you.
I do apologize for that, man.
Not your fault. You're just doing your job.
That account has been canceled. I'm about to get everything documented. And when I come back, I'll be able to give you that cancellation number for that as well.
Okay. And then right now the charge is just pending. So can you cancel the charge or do you have to refund it back or?
Okay. So since the charge is pending, I can't do anything with it because they haven't taken it out. But if it does go through, you can just call back and we'll issue that money back to you, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name, sir?
Ma'am.
What was your name?
My name is Jameer.
Jameer, and do you have like a ID number or anything to reference?
Yes, ma'am. It is. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It is 165-5132.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one.
And it, like where I work, we have aliases to identify who we are without having to give out our full name. Do y'all have anything like that that would identify you? If I can say I talked to this agent.
Can you say that again, ma'am? The beginning part?
Yeah, like at my work, we have aliases that identify who we are in the company without having to give customers our name, you know, our full name. So like if a customer, you know, wanted to say, hey, if I need to call back and let them know who I talked to, I can give them, you know, EHL1 is my alias, and
yes,
they look at me that way. Do y'all have anything like that? Or
No, ma'am. We just give our names.
Okay. All right. So if I just say, if I talk to Jameer, they would know who I was talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't know how big the company was or how many people were in your office.
Man.
I work for State Farm, so you can see how we
okay,
can.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I understand completely. Well, give me one second while I get everything documented and get you that cancellation number, ma'am.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I got that everything documented. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It is C as in cat, 258-804-253.
253. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Jameer. Anything I need to do?
No, ma'am. But if that charge do come out, be sure to give us a call back so we can get that back to you, ma'am.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much, yes, Jameer, for your kindness today, and you have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.